ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद।
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reach the subtle region,
तो आज तो वतन का नजारा अलग प्रकार का था।
I saw that the scenes of the subtle region were very different.
बगीचा था।
There was a very beautiful garden.
उस बगीचे में अलग-अलग प्रकार के variety, color.
And within that garden was a variety of colored flowers in one section. And in the side, one side of the garden,
चबूतरा बना हुआ था।
Was very
बाबा
beautiful.
उस चबूतरे के पास खड़े थे।
Stand on which, close to which Baba was standing.
बगीचे को भी देख रहे।
Baba was also looking at the garden.
Second के बाद,
and then after a few seconds,
हाथ से इशारा किया।
Baba signaled me. Signaled, and many many sisters and brothers got emerged.
खड़े हुए थे।
And they stood in.
तो बाबा ने कहा,
inside the garden,
सब बच्चों को कि इस पूरे बगीचे का,
Baba then told the children to go on a round of the entire
चबूतरे पर पहुँचे,
round of the garden.
उस बगीचे का चक्कर लगाने के लिए जाते हैं तो उस बगीचे के अंदर
as they go on that tour of the garden, there were these different platforms, these different stands. So there were four sections that got separated. The first section were yellow flowers, and they were very beautiful. And the second portion
रंग बिरंगे
was visible, many colorful flowers.
और तीसरे पोर्शन,
the third section,
इतनी सुंदर सजावट थी,
there was such beautiful decoration. And in the fourth section of that garden were flowers as well as fruits.
तो बाबा ने कहा कि सभी बच्चे पूरे बगीचे का चक्कर लगाएं।
So Baba asked the children to go on round of the entire garden.
जिसमें golden flower थे,
the first section where we had the yellow goldenish flowers, there was written, do not touch.
बच्चों को ध्यान नहीं रहा।
But the children were not attentive to that. They didn't see the sign and they just went and went ahead and touched those golden yellow flowers. And as soon as they did it, many thorns emerged. And those thorns became a garland around the neck. That is, they started to prick the children. In the second section were, of course, a variety of colored flowers.
उसके अंदर मिक्सचरिटी थी।
There was a mixture within those flowers. Some were very beautiful in the second section, on which were written virtues and blessings. And then there were some flowers in the second section that neither had virtues nor blessings. In the third section of the garden, there were many beautiful bouquets. So these bouquets became larger and larger and were taking on a very beautiful form. And in the fourth section, Baba showed the fruits of the efforts of the confluence age.
जैसे बच्चे जाने लगे तो जो पहले पोर्शन,
so as students start to go to these different sections,
कि बच्चों की अहम भावना,
the first section represented the children's arrogance and the consciousness of I,
सूक्ष्म इच्छाएं
and subtle desires
की confusion
and different kinds of confusions.
बाहरी स्वरूप इतना सुंदर दिखाई।
So the external form, of course, was very beautiful, but in the subtle form, there were desires and the consciousness, the arrogance of I, so a lot of confusion. And so these were like those thorns pricking the children. And this is why the children were sometimes coming to feeling, sometimes wilting, and then coming to confusion about what they needed to do. So Baba explained that even at the present time, there are some of our children who are moving along with a lot of confusion. They have some subtle impure desires. And because of the consciousness of I, they are not able to see the attainments that the Father has given in front of them. Rather than see the attainments from the Father, they keep thinking about what is happening and it's the experience that they are being pricked by the thorns of their own thoughts. And the second section represented all the blessings that the Father has bestowed on the children. So the children have to experience each blessing, but they haven't done that yet. And the third section represented the age of the confluence, which is the age of attainments. So as much as you wish to attain, you can attain it. The Father has opened up the court, the treasure store for all the children. And so as much as the children will experience, they can do so. In the fourth section, Baba said, Baba's children are so dear, so beloved, they've got their different virtues and specialities, and so Baba has created this bouquet of the children's virtues. So what do the children have to do? Look at each one's virtues, give them a lot of love, and present a beautiful bouquet in front of the Father. Baba then called everyone onto these different small platforms. So in order to climb up onto the platform, what was visible was a staircase, and on that staircase was written determined thoughts and fate. So as the children see the staircase, the children say, this mountain, this platform is shaking. Just as we have the swing. So they were scared that we're trying to climb the platform, to go to the platform, trying to climb the staircase, and they were scared. So Baba says, when the children's faith shakes, then they're not able to climb on to the great heights that the Father wants to see them at. So along with faith, the children have to make their own thoughts so powerful that they can remain close to the Father and they will reach the Father. Baba then gave the children a lift, and Baba was himself taking the children up onto this platform. There are very few children who were able to reach the top of the platform. So below this platform, some children were just going around in circles below the platform. So Baba said, look at this scene. The children want to make the children into images that give visions. But rather than that, the children are standing in line like the devotee souls who just want a vision of those deities. So now is the time that you yourselves have to become that image of the deities who can give visions. There are many attainments that the children can have in the confluence age, and along with that, star of the children's fortune is being shined by the Father. So along with the attainments, there are also many test papers that are coming, because such are the times. There are different kinds of test papers. Some come from the self, and some test papers come from nature,
कुछ पेपर है भय के,
सम आर टेस्ट पेपर्स ऑफ फियर,
ये कंफ्यूजन की ओर ला रहे हैं.
So these test papers are bringing some children into confusion. The children always have to keep their attainments in front of them. Remember that the father is shining your star of fortune. Baba wants to make the children into images that grant visions. So the children have to stabilize themselves in that stage, so that you'll be able to cross over these test papers and pass with honors.
तो बाबा ने कहा, बाप ने तो पहले ही बता दिया है.
The father has already told you children
और परिवर्तन का.
That it is the time of test papers and transformation.
तो जैसे कि ना के बराबर है.
So it's very small test papers are coming to you, and so don't think too much about these test papers. Empower yourself. Make yourself full within.
फिर बाबा बच्चों को बहुत प्यार कर रहे थे.
बाबा was giving a lot of love to the children and giving them drishti. And while giving drishti, Baba's form was such, it was as though Baba was lost in the love of the children. And the children too were having very good experiences in the father's company. So Baba said, always keep yourselves full with experiences and make others the same. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba gave lots of remembrances to everyone. Acha, Om Shanti.